Hi guys, and welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Uvzi. So today we're talking about something interesting. We're talking about tribal marks. And to give you guys a little bit of background, the reason why we're talking about this today is because this week, a friend of mine actually spoke to me about meeting his girl's family. And so he's not African. His girlfriend is African, and he's meeting his girl's family for the first time, and he has tattoos on both arms. And he was asking me if it was okay to show them off, or if he had to hide them to meet her family. I guess the thing that struck me was that he said, well, I think her dad will be fine with it because he has tribal marks. And I was like, hold up. Tribal marks are so different from tattoos. And I guess the perception of both are extremely at polar ends. Okay, so because someone has tribal marks does not mean that they're going to be okay with getting tattoos, or even with people who have tattoos, basically. And so that discussion actually led me to think about talking about it on my podcast channel, and so that's the reason why this episode is up today on tribal marks. You know, I had to tell him the reasons why people got tribal marks back in the day and give him some kind of background on these things. All right, so I'm going to give you guys a few reasons. What are tribal marks? Basically, tribal marks are just scars or marks that are put on people for different reasons, but basically the primary reason is to differentiate between tribes, as the name implies. Okay, so back in the day, they had no way to tell if you were from this tribe or that tribe. I mean, no good way to tell. And one of the things that they did was to make these marks. And so during the time of war, for instance, you don't want to be fighting your own tribe. Once you see the mark, you can tell for sure that this person is from my tribe. I'm not going to fight him. Right. Another thing was that we all know that Africans come in different shades and colors. And so saying that, oh, you're dark skin, I'm light skin, that, you know, we're from different tribes, it's not a good way to tell. The main reason back in the day was to differentiate between the tribes. Now we know that these days you don't really need to put markings to know who's from your tribe. Modern ways, of course, of keeping count of who's born into what tribes and things like that. So people are not doing a lot of tribal markings anymore. And the second reason, of course, is beautification. We know that the definition of beauty has changed over the years. Back in the day, it was, you know, assumed that ladies who had certain marks were more beautiful than other ladies who didn't. And so for beautification reasons, another reason was spiritual protection. Some kids were too beautiful, thought to be too beautiful, and then they were thought that the spirits were going to come get them. And so one of the things that they did was to put markings on them to make them less desirable for the spirits. Of course, that is like an opposite of the last fact that I just said. But yeah, that's some of the reasons why people got tribal marks. Some people from royal families had a certain mark that they would put on kids because they wanted them to know wherever they went that these kids were from royalty, basically. And so that's another reason why people got tribal marks. And last but not the least, healing. And so some people, usually like a mark on the cheek, have these marks where if they had a near-death experience, they would be given certain marks. And so you see that there's a lot of, you know, history behind tribal marks. Right now, it's gradually being phased out. The people who I know who have these marks are now older people. Like, it's not, I'm not seeing a lot of like newborn babies getting these marks. I'm not seeing a lot of young people getting these marks. It's usually like people who are older. And the reason why it's happening like that is because there are now like certain laws, like the child rights law, that prohibits people from actually putting marks on kids. So a lot of these marks are put on kids, and because they're not really done in one of the most hygienic conditions, you have the spread of HIV, infections, all kinds of things. And so many African governments are putting in laws to protect kids from getting scarred. You could get imprisoned or you could get fined if you actually do that. And so it's something that is gradually dwindling. All right. Now, tattoos, on the other hand, how did I find out about tattoos growing up? Okay, so my first introduction to tattoos was from the Nigerian movies. There were movies that showed and all kinds of social vices. And so there's this perception that if you have a tattoo, they're thinking, what other social vices do you have? You know what I mean? Because the way that it's being portrayed in the media is usually people from lower social class that have these, and people who have, you know, different vices, basically. You know, growing up in Nigeria, that was a lot of people around me had that perception about these things. So it's not everyone. But what I was trying to say to him was, there are people who are considered cool and open-minded and modern. And so you're banking on the fact that her dad would be, because he has a tribal mark, is not really, I think it's not the best thing to do. So basically, if I'm meeting someone for the first time, I already know that they have a short period to form a first impression. I'm assuming that if you're meeting the family of the girl that you potentially want to marry, you want to put your best foot forward. And the way that I see it is, like, I'm going for an interview. That's how I see it. If you're going for an interview, think about it. Do you go for the interview and tell the people who are interviewing you that, okay, like, these are my vices. Sometimes I wake up late and, you know, I show up to work late. No, you always want to put your best foot forward. And so that's kind of how it is when you meet people for the first time, especially if it's people that you're going to continue meeting for the rest of your life. Potentially, you always want to put your best foot forward. Now, because a lot of Africans, and I did a poll on my Instagram page where I asked people, like, how they felt about, you know, getting tattoos and things like that, and if they were even thinking about getting it in the future, and a lot of people were not open to it. All right, so I think the perception is still the same, basically. And so it's changing, but not that much. I know people get, you know, tattoos for various reasons also. I know people who have lost people, or people who, you know, have had kids, gotten married, and decided to put the names of their spouses on their body, or even Bible verses, things like that. You know, I'm not to take away from all that, but I'm saying there's still that negative connotation of tattoos, basically. And so you don't want people to meet you for the first time and judge you based on that. All right, you want to allow them a chance to get to know your character and the kind of person you are, which I feel is more important than what's on your skin. And so if you're going to meet someone for the first time, I feel like you should give them a chance to get to know your character first. And so a tattoo, especially if you don't know how they feel about it, is not the first thing that you want them to see. So the whole point is not to present or be someone that you're not. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that, have you ever had times when you've met people and you say to yourself, oh my God, like, the impression that I put out there is not really who I am? You know, maybe you met someone for the first time and then you made this really bad joke, and then you're thinking to yourself, wow, like, how do I come back from that? That's happened to me several times, where I'm very jovial and sometimes I meet people and I forget that I just met them, you know, and I make a really, really bad joke, like super left field. And I could tell that, oh my goodness, like, how do I come back from this, you know? And so that's what I'm saying, is sometimes because you have a short window where you're going to meet someone, you want to put your best foot forward and you want them to get a chance to know who you are. Now, what's going to happen is, if the dad is anti tattoos, as soon as he sees that, it's going to create a block where he's probably not even going to get to know you. He's probably not going to even listen to what you're saying or even hear any of that. All that's going to be going on in his head is, oh my God, what kind of guy is this? You know, what, you know, so many questions. And, you know, these questions can be avoided if he gets a chance to know the real you. And so that's kind of what I told my friend. And he was like, yeah, I see where you're going with that. You know, it makes sense. And so, yeah, that's what I think about it. But it's my opinion. It's not law and it's not a fact. And so if you guys feel differently, of course, feel free to share your own opinions and we'll get talking. Definitely get to know the family first and let them get to know you, your character and who you are. Give them a chance to get to know you before you start to show them that, oh, by the way, I have these piercings or I have tattoos on and things like that. All right. So what do you guys think about it? If you have comments, if you have things that you feel like I left out, of course, reach back to me on my Instagram page, African Princess in America, or just go to my website, www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com, and leave me a comment on my post on tribal marks and let's get talking about it. All right, guys, I'm hoping that you're having a great week so far. Go ahead and have a great rest of the week. Do you know that you can support this podcast with a small monthly contribution, as little as a dollar every month? If you'd like to do so, please visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. Thank you.